Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to wrap up our series on the American Work Week, why we're working so much, and how we might be able to achieve better balance going forward. I talked a little bit about the history of the American Work Week. Despite many years of labor activists, unions, and even government intervention all conspiring to try to reduce the average work week in America, it has, in fact, actually gone up. And then I shared some stats about how we're working more than ever, and that in America, we work more than most of the countries in Europe, Asia, almost everywhere, really, with the one exception being Japan, and they need to work a little less themselves. So today, I'd like to talk about just three simple ideas to try to achieve a little bit better balance and a little bit better perspective, and maybe make us a little bit healthier, our workplaces better, and our lives better as well. First is vacation. It's not just that we're working too much, we're taking less and less time off each year as well. The United States has never mandated paid vacation days. It's unique amongst the industrialized countries that it hasn't. For example, in the UK, employees receive 28 paid vacation days, while Americans, many of us, are still stuck with none. And employers are not filling the gap for everyone. Almost a quarter of Americans have no paid vacation at all. And for folks who do have vacation time from their workplace, many of us don't use the time that we have. A full 57% of us fail to take all our vacation time, leaving behind hundreds of millions of vacation days each year. So the first piece of advice is simple. Take your vacation. You've earned it. It gives you a chance to detach, to unwind, to maybe enjoy yourself, enjoy your friends, your family, some travel, maybe even doing nothing. But it gets you away from the workplace even for a short time. Next is this idea to reject the cult of quote-unquote busy. You know what I mean by the cult of busy. It's kind of a badge of honor in the American workplace to be seen as busy, to be working harder, to be working more, to even be more stressed out than our colleague down the hall. We embrace it. We wear it like a badge of honor. And that fully contributes to a lack of work-life balance, increased stress, and increased chances of burning out. How do you reject the cult of busy? Well, we don't simply reward dumb old ideas like FaceTime at the office. We don't send emails at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning that could certainly wait to be sent at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. We don't shame our colleagues who actually have the temerity to leave the office at 5 p.m., actually on time, who maybe want to have a life outside of the workplace. And maybe read a little bit less of all of that stuff on the internet about how to squeeze more productivity out every day, how to maximize your life and maximize your efficiency. Sometimes it's good to sit back and think. Sometimes it's okay to take a few minutes to maybe do nothing. Sometimes it's okay to really detach. And sometimes it's okay to reward ourselves for taking a little bit time away from work and the workplace. We have to support each other on this. The cult of busy is a self-perpetuating thing. And you know it. If you've said this anytime anybody's ever gotten up to leave the office and you've looked up and said, "What's that? Half a day today?" You're contributing to the cult of busy. And you should stop doing it. And third, and finally, this is more of a technological thing, but put down your phone. Put it down. Stop checking your email. Stop checking your Slack messages. Stop responding to every single message the minute it comes in, at all hours of the night, any day, on the weekend, on your vacation, all the time. I know you feel the pressure to do it. There may be some norms in your office or your organization that says you should be available 24/7. But if you are available 24/7, you'll never push back and you'll make everybody else feel like they need to be available 24/7 too. And if you're the boss, if you're the person who sets the tone in your office, are you the one sending the emails on Saturday night at 11 expecting a reply, then you're contributing to this problem too. In fact, you're the cause of the problem. Put down your phone, disconnect, stop checking your email, turn off your notifications. You'll be fine. I promise you. we're all probably working too hard, a little too much, and that's good. Look, I'm not against hard work. I'm not against working long hours. I'm recording this show at 9 p.m. on a weeknight. But I do think we need to think about balance. We need to think about reasonable expectations of where work ends and where life begins. I hope you've enjoyed this series on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. I've learned a lot trying to put it together, and I will try to disconnect for sure this weekend. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.